Brendan, you were reasonably competitive for the first two quarters of the game, and then the Swans just sort of took hold of the match. What are your initial thoughts?
We thought we fought really hard. There's probably a couple of goals in it at half time, and I think the inside 50s may have been one in their favour, something like that at half time. A really disappointing second half, but it's really important that. And we don't think that the second half is reflective of our season as a whole. And this should give this young bunch a real understanding and a determination to go into pre-season to fight. And, you know, we faced a really formidable opponent who are going to go a long way in the finals campaign, I would have thought. And a pretty special player in Buddy who's got his tail up tonight, no doubt about that.
What's the feeling in the coach's box when a bloke like Buddy, particularly in that second half, just comes out and you're almost unstoppable?
Well, we're trying to combat it, but ultimately it wasn't just Buddy. We couldn't get enough delay on the footy. Usually we're pretty good in terms of slowing ball movement up, but today they got some real flow in their ball movement, and Buddy was in some great form and was kicking them from everywhere, wasn't he, unfortunately.
Jones, finishing the season like that, I suppose, similar to what you said before, not reflective of what
he's... I don't think it's reflective of his season. He's knocked over some great forwards and he's a real find for us. I think he's a real positive, but as I said, it's not just the match-up of Jones on Buddy. That's got to be really clear. The ball movement was too quick at times and we couldn't get enough delay on it, which gave Buddy some pretty good looks at it.
Brendan, the season as a whole, you actually finished with one less win, but from the outside looking in, it seems like there's been a lot of progress made in that 12 months. Is that sort of the feeling
there? Yeah, we'd like to think so. We're only 2 years in and we've lowered the age profile significantly. We come into this season with 11 teenagers and it's been well documented. We got our 5 rising stars and one last year. I think we've won more quarters. Some little signs in the last month, maybe not today because of the data of today, but we've been moving the ball with some real speed from defensive 50 to forward 50, and that's another step in the next few years of our evolution to defend and also move the ball a bit quicker at times, at the appropriate time. So there's a lot of growth there. We've also thought our leaders have performed really strongly throughout the whole year. So today needs to be a point of drive for our players, and as I've already said, they need to go into pre-season really determined on the back of that.
Do you kind of come away from a game like this and look at a club like the Swans and sort of say that's what we're aiming for, that's kind of the benchmark?
Yeah, well, there's no doubt they've been the benchmark for, or in and around the benchmark team for a long, long time. They've stayed in finals for a while, and we've got a lot of players with less experience, but it gives you a clear vision of what it takes. We're really competitive. I think it was about round 6 when we got over the top of Sydney, and this time they'd grown as a team, and that's good for our youngsters to work away and I say, what could we do?
Do you like to see a Josh Kelly slotting nicely into your midfield at some stage next year?
Sorry, what was the question?
Is it possible for a Josh Kelly to slot into your midfield? Is that going to be a play you pursue?
Without going into specifics, we're open-minded to trading, and also we'll go to the draft. That's been our policy for a long time, so that's all happened over the pre-season.
Brendan, Dennis Armfield concluded his career this evening. What are your thoughts on Dennis and his contribution to the Carlton Football Club?
He's won the Jim Steins Award, so that says a lot about the type of person he is, particularly off-field for the 2 years I've known him. We've set an agenda, led by Craig Miller, our PDM, to make sure we develop people as well as footballers. And Dennis does a lot for charity and giving for other people, and that sends a great tone for so many youngsters in our group to follow. And this year he didn't play a lot of AFL football, and it would have been very easy just to throw the towel in and give up, but he, at VFL level, really helped guide some of our youngsters, and you wouldn't know that he wasn't playing AFL if you were in our four walls. So particularly on that side, I think a lot of our youngsters learn a lot in the last 2 years.
I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but Neil Craig's in the room here, and Neil's finishing as well too. What about his contribution to the Blues?
Listen, he's just been a real sounding board for myself. I'm glad you asked the question because I was going to finish with it anyway.
Sorry.
But he's been in the game for a long, long time, been an Olympic sport. been at multiple AFL clubs, and I think the AFL's indebted to Neil because he really put high performance on the map. He's been on an emotional rollercoaster with me, and I'd probably now consider him a really good and close friend because he hears it all when you're a senior coach. You have the highs and the lows and everything in between, and I've been able to have those discussions. So as a footy club, we're wrapped to have him over the last few years and wish him all the best in the future. And to him and his family, Chris will have a husband there a little bit more, and his daughters will have a dad, and I know that's driving Neil to make sure he looks after his family. So I'm really fortunate I've met him in the last few years and now call him a friend.
Your experience